She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
A lot of us hear that someone's on a vegan diet, we tend to think that it's a pretty healthy diet, but our next guest learned the hard way that it really depends on what you're eating. And if you're eating a lot of those processed vegan foods, well, watch out. So I'm so glad to have the wonderful Chef Del Rey Schroff on the program. He's going to be talking about Better Than Vegan, 101 favorite low-fat plant-based recipes that helped me lose over 200 pounds. I think I added something extra to his name. It's Chef Del. I don't know where I got the Ray from. But
oh, let's just,
great
to just
have
change
you
it. Don't worry about it. We'll change it.
Now, I alluded to the processed vegan foods. Talk to us about your experience and what happened with you and your health from eating that way.
You know, I went vegan in 1997, and then I opened a vegan bakery, which might have been a bad idea for someone like me who has a propensity to eat that kind of food. And in addition to, you know, the pastries that we were eating, which included white flour and oil and high-fat foods and sugar and the like, you know, I really quit paying attention. I was just eating to eat and moving on to the next thing. And it didn't take long for that weight to start piling on. Those foods are horribly calorically dense foods, and your body loves to hold on to fat. And that's what happened to me.
You know, I see it a lot when it comes to people who are eating vegetarian as well. So whether it's vegan or vegetarian, I think people, it's a hard transition for some people. And I think knowing what to eat exactly to eat so that you don't pack on the extra weight is really important. So that's why I think what you are talking about is so great today.
Yeah, and I think that the people make the mistake of looking for healthier versions of the foods that they used to eat. So, you know, we look for natural potato chips, and we look for, you know, vegan sausages and all those, and they're still full of the fat and calories that you just don't need in your diet.
Yeah, that is very true. So how were you able to break away from those? Because I would think, like a lot of other processed foods, they're pretty addictive.
I still deal with that issue in my daily life. Now, the key is I'm much better at it, and I spend a lot of time and energy being aware of what's going on around me in terms of food choices, in terms of my own eating. I stick to a very regimented eating plan. I eat 6 meals a day so that I never let myself get hungry enough to be in a place where I'm going to eat whatever's in front of me. So I do what's called scheduled eating. It's a great, great tool, and it keeps the hunger at bay. And hunger is the motivator for a lot of eating. You know, when you're not hungry, you're just not as motivated, even when it's like chocolate and peanut butter and potato chips and beer and things like that in front of you. So I really do pay much more attention to that kind of. And then in my house, you won't find any of that kind of stuff. So there's not even peanut butter in my house because I would sit and eat it by the spoonful. So it's just a matter of, you know, paying attention and making those kinds of changes and making them permanent. You know, this isn't diet for until you lose the weight. This is the diet that's going to help me live the rest of my life and do it in a healthy way.
So what are some examples of your scheduled eating? So is it you have certain times of the day where you eat certain things? And what are some examples of those foods that you're eating?
The most important thing is the dietary pattern. But I do have a specific thing I like in the morning. Like I have a smoothie in the morning that's it's got a banana and berries and almond milk and a couple other things in it, a vegetable base. No, I don't do a high protein, so it's a vegetable base that goes in it. And then I'll have that, and then 2.5 hours later, I'll have a bowl of oatmeal or a bowl of multigrain cereal that doesn't have any oil in it and has low sugar. I make, a matter of fact, a sweetened, a date-sweetened granola in the cookbook that I absolutely love. So it's sugar-free, and it's another serving of fruit in the diet. Lunch can be whatever. Like we just had lunch here at work, and I had a big pot of soup left over from a class I taught last night, and I had some enchiladas both from the cookbook, and so we had that and some salad, mixed greens, and then middle of the afternoon I might have another cup of soup or another bowl of soup, but I tend to, you know, like I'm the guy that will eat breakfast for dinner. The most important thing for me is to make sure I'm eating the dietary pattern, so it's eating the right foods. So if I'm having cereal for dinner and because my schedule doesn't allow for much else, that's okay. But often I keep a big pot of rice in my house, so I always have brown rice, and I will eat it cold. I hate to say it, but I'm that kind of guy. But I'll also take it and throw some frozen steamed vegetables on top of it, you know, and be perfectly happy.
I only laugh because I just, even when I give brown rice to, you know, my dog, I'll heat it up because the consistency is really kind of
so
hard.
If it isn't.
I know. I hope I'm not. I don't want to scare people. I may have become the extreme as I really focus on making sure I'm eating the right things. But I've done it.
Sure.
And, you know, another thing to do is even when it's cold, pour some almond milk over it just to soften it up a bit. So it's still it's pretty decent. That some stevia and some cinnamon, and it's pretty edible.
Mm. You know, I love that you say that, you know, that
Hello?
You know, it doesn't really matter.
Hi. So, you know, I love the idea of Chef Deller. Can you hear
us? I'm here. Yeah.
Oh, great, great. Okay. Yeah. We had a little blip there for a second.
Blips
yeah.
Happen.
I think the almond milk is great. Yeah. Blips do happen. And that's I think having the texture of that and the flavor and the cinnamon and the stevia is great. Mm-hmm. You mentioned enchiladas. That's like my most favorite thing in life. So tell us about your enchiladas.
Well, I make a Three Sisters enchilada. I do a couple of them. A Three Sisters enchilada that has pinto beans, corn, and squash. It's Three Sisters comes from Native American mythology. And then for my sauce, what's exciting about me and sauce is I'm pretty picky about them in the first place, but I make a cauliflower puree, which is in the cookbook, and I use that where you would normally have a creamy texture. I use that for my
cream. Oh, I love cauliflower.
Base. Oh, my God. Well, you'll love it. If you puree it with vegetable broth and even just with salt and pepper, it's an amazing little thing. But I'll add to that spices, so this has the cumin and the chili powder added to it, and that becomes the enchilada sauce. And so I'm not adding any fat to that dish. Whatever a little bit's in the corn tortilla is about it. And it's filling. So foods like beans and corn especially are very, very filling foods. So I walk away not hungry, the most important part. And it tastes good.
Now, Chef Del, what about the people who say, like myself, that, you know, some good healthy fat is important? Do you have any, like, little avocado
That's
or
a great
some
question,
other types
Lisa.
Of healthy fats?
Yeah, good fat. I mean, good fat is important. It's just that we don't need as much as we've been told. So I think the dietetic standards are up around 30%, and it's way too high. For most people, 15% is about right. And if you need to lose weight, if you're overweight, get your fat consumption down to around 10% and start watching some of that fat come off. So we tend to eat a lot more of it than we do. And then oil is a fat that has no health benefit. In spite of what we've been told, there's not a scientific lick of proof out there that shows that oil is as healthy as it's been purported to be. So eat the whole foods fat and eat them in limited quantities.
Well, I think it would also depend on the type of oil. I mean, we're big fans of fish oil, the omega-3s, which we know, you know, our brains need DHA. But I guess that's a whole other conversation altogether anyways, or the coconut oil, you know.
Invite me back for that conversation. I'd love to talk about it.
That would be great. Unfortunately, don't have a lot of time today, but that is a whole other conversation that I would be interested in having with you. I think that would be great. And, you know, it's funny what you say about cauliflower. I love cauliflower, and I read a statistic somewhere that they were someone that was predicting food trends for 2014, and they were saying that cauliflower is like the new kale for 2014. So I love that you have a great recipe for it. So I urge everyone to please. What page is the – you said it was in your book, in your cookbook,
it's in
right?
The cauliflower? I don't remember the page, but it's in there. It's up in the early part where all the sauce is.
Well, I will be making it. I'm very excited to try it.
Let me know what you think.
Now, we only have about, I don't know, about not even a minute left. So I'd love to know, what are some of your favorite go-to snacks throughout the day or something just to keep you full? I know you said you're eating a lot of soups, but if you had to name three things really, really quickly, what would you recommend people kind of to keep them full throughout the day?
I recommend I keep away. Like, I used to eat nuts and peanut butter and things like that, but I do focus on things like soups or salad, and I have all those things always ready for me. Now, if you're traveling or out in the world, I actually do keep my fat-free granola with me, because it's high fiber and very, very filling, and it doesn't take a lot. And you can eat that dry. That's how good it tastes. So that's a nice one for traveling. Yeah, and then I'll have fresh fruit. So I go through airports a lot.
Fruit's always good.
I'm always grabbing bananas wherever they are.
Well, thank you, Chef. I appreciate you being on our show today. I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening. Stay well.